you for coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them here, I could have sworn. These are my salad days, slowly being eaten away. Just another play for today. Oh, but I'm proud of you, but I'm proud of you. Nothing left to make me feel small. Luck has left me standing so tall. Gold heart, always believe in your soul. You've got the power to know you're indestructible. Always believe it, 'cause you are gold heart. Life that you're bound to return. There's something I could have learned. You're partners in crime. It's only 2 years ago, the man with the suit and the face, he knew that he was there on the case. Now he's in love with you, he's in love with you. My love is like a high prison wall, and you could leave me standing so
Dream.
Wow.
Deep dive. Yeah, so that's Spandau Ballet. The song is called Gold. Now, go ahead.
It's a classic. I just want to say, everyone, I think a lot of people know this song.
I hope so. I feel like nobody other than the song, I mean, people who like New Wave and grew up in that time for sure, but like people remember True. Because True was such a massive hit. It sounded like nothing else. It was like an old standard kind of vibe. Jazz, you know.
Well, that's the song that you play. They played at the middle school, like, dance, yes. The slow dance.
But this, when I owned this record back in the day, and I loved it, and my sister liked this song. And I never really got it. And then I, you know, as life happens, and sometimes you circle back, I caught that song at the right time, and I always think that's important when you get a song at the right time in your life, and I think it just sort of related to me. And I would say there's probably more than 20 of these songs, but I think I could wrap my head around the number of 20 or 30 songs that at any time I could put it on, it'll make me feel something, make me feel good. Like, for example, Don't You Worry About a Thing by Stevie Wonder. It, when I put it on, it kind of brightens me. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, it's a go-to song.
Driver's Seat by Sniffin' the Tears. No matter when I hear it. Daryl Hall and John Oates, Say It Isn't So. Okay. Anytime I hear it, it makes me feel good. This song is one of those now for me, and I blast it. Like, this to me is a, you always talk about the sun going down, driving. This is one of those songs.
Yeah,
it's jazz,
I can see
it's
that.
Sophisticated pop. You say Broadway.
It really sounds like Broadway because he's belting on the top of his lungs and singing that you can hear, words that you can hear. You might not understand it except for the all the positive messages where he's like trying to uplift somebody. And I can see why a teenage girl would like to hear that, right? Because it's all positive. Whereas a teenage boy would be like, well, wait a minute. This doesn't sound, I don't hear any, there's no, the instrumentation is not what's big about this. Even though it's jazzy, I don't, you know, teenage boys don't care about jazz. But this was, but from a vocals delivery, I can completely see, like, this is a Broadway song. It belongs on Broadway, on the stage. I can see people dancing, like, doing high kicks and jazz hands to this. And you, we've talked about your disdain for Broadway music.
It's not fair to say disdain.
You said you would never go, you don't want to go see people singing, right?
I'd rather see dialogue. I always feel like it's weird when they're singing every word.
Yeah.
Like, because it sounds like you got to force those words into a melodic structure. I don't always think it works.
But what's happening, I think, in Broadway, the reason why they they are showing off. They're showing their power, and they're doing it for you, and they're telling you the message. This song is the same thing.
It does. I get it.
Powerfully telling you this message. And through his voice, and you feel it. You feel it coming through, and that's the magic of Broadway. And I felt that when I hear this song.
So Alicia, no, she loved. She loves the Broadway stuff. She liked this song.
I'm gonna play it for her, and I'm sure she'll know it, and she'll start singing.
If this
it.
Dude came walking out in any play I was at, a musical, and they came out singing this song with a suitcase or whatever, I'd be like, I'd
You'd
go
out
of my mind.
All right.
I really do feel things from this song, and I normally, as you know. I kind of like positive songs, but I like it to have that hint of like sort of like melancholy. That's what I go for personally. But even songs that don't have the melancholy, I'll find something in the lyrics that kind of like just kind of catch me. You know what I mean? And I don't have the lyrics pulled up in front of me, but that first part of the song where he's like, I'm sorry that. Thank you for coming here, coming home. Sorry that the chairs are all worn. I left them there. I could have sworn. There's like sort of this like unsettled, like, oh, I'm just happy you're here. Come on in. Like, I wasn't expecting you. But yeah, and like maybe that person's coming and he's saying like, I'm, you know, finally professing his love to this person.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a positivity to it
yes.
of like, you're gold.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
you're indestructible.
Stand up tall. You are gold. You're indestructible. Always believe in it.
Right.
And that there is something very empowering about that.
It is. And for that time, you know, you're right. It sounded like nothing else. Nothing else sounded like that. And lyrically sincere is the word you use. It's true. It's very true and moving.
It's a moving song. So anyway, so that really kind of two different sounding songs. Gigi D'Agostino, I'll Fly With You, L'Amour Toujours. And then Spandau Ballet, like Gold. Again, you had like a dancey kind of late 90s, early 2000s, like straight up hard hitting beat. And then you had this sort of jazz pop 80s jam.
But both belting. Belters.
Both belting.
And I don't know if we mentioned about who the actual singer was in the Gigi D'Agostino. Did we talk about that already?
No, I don't. I think I said it. Yeah, I said it when I said I found it on Wikipedia.
That's right. So
that was the guy's name again. I'll repeat it.
It's a guy, and it's not a lady, and just a lot of processing.
Yeah, the name is Ola Anabule. It's a Nigerian, Nigerian vocalist.
Sounds like an opera singer, actually. The
way
you're
what
saying.
A voice! What a voice! So all right, so we have four more songs left. This next one, I play a bunch of songs by Royzen Murphy.
I see.
How do you say Royzen?
I think it's Roisin.
Roisin?
Yeah.
Thank God for you. I just guessed. But I like her, and I like this this track. I didn't play. I don't have it on the station, but I play a bunch by her. Talk about this.
Never
cool,
heard
cool.
of. Yeah, cool, cool. I never heard of Roisin Murphy before, and so when I saw her caught her on the Primavera Sound stream, I love the summery, soulful style. Kind of hard to classify, actually. Not really a genre per se. But I feel like the way she's singing this song Like, she was born to sing on a stage. Like, the way she's singing is
really punch.
Yeah, and she's the name, I think she's Scottish, and so sounds so much soul, though.
Is that right? Scottish.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's unique, I think. You know, you can produce a sound that, you know, it's not necessarily your stereotypical of your country of origin. So I think that's cool.
What's cool is that you mentioned the soulfulness of this. Mm-hmm. This is one of the great elements of house music from the 90s. You obviously had like a lot of that tech house, which was more like acid house or like straight ahead, like kind of like dance floor heavy kind of beats and also like instrumentation. But the soulfulness of a lot of house music from the 90s, there was like two sides to it. There was, you know, techno came around and that was more high energy and more abrasive.
Computer sounding.
Yeah, definitely pulling from the Kraftwerk sound. But like there was that very soulful element to house music for a long period of time that I think that sort of dropped. Mm-hmm. And then there are artists such as this that brought that soulful house sound back.
I see.
This is a very, very good vocalist.
Right.
I think. She has a strong voice, very convincing with her voice.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because to me, it's a throwback sound. So this song, I'm not so much, I've only heard it once since yesterday or 2 days ago when you sent it to me. So listening again will be interesting for me to kind of see if I can elaborate on it.
Also, what stood out for me was watching her on the stage. So she's singing house music live on stage. She's got a different costume for every song. So that's why I say she was made to perform. Like, she was born to perform and she loves it. So it's half visual being there, seeing her on the stage.
I would love to have seen this. Maybe I could find it online.
You can watch her performance online, and literally every song is a different get up and that's a feel. Cool. Like the lighting's different.
Sort of like Lady Gaga.
Exactly.
Or something, right?
She's a performance artist
Lady Gaga. I like and I respect Lady Gaga too.
For sure.
Anybody who puts that much energy into their performance and making it an art,
it's passionate.
It's awesome to me. Yeah. And even if I don't like the music, I'm still intrigued by that.
Right. Because it's a show. It's a full-on show.
Right.
Right.
So, all right. So this will be Cool. Roisin Murphy.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by another house track. I really like this song by Black Coffee. It's called Wish You Were Here.
Oh, it's a great choice.
This is a nice little, like a laid-back, chill dance segment.
Exactly.
So we'll see what you like about this, and we'll get to it now. We'll be back on the Deep Dive.
Defies reason, let it Hi-Fi Dreams Deep Dive.
So tall, remind. The first dawn of springtime, a season so new, I will think of you, I will hope for you. The risk in your countenance, the sun in your eyes, will I dream of you? My dreams are of you. If I ask the question that made us look twice at all that is building inside, what would you say?
Dream Deep Dive. Black Coffee featuring Saki, Wish You Were Here is the song. Before that was 2018. Before that was a Roisin Murphy, Cool from 2023, which we found out is the vocalist from Moloko.
That's right. When Moloko split up, Roisin went solo, and she's Irish. I misspoke. She's not Scottish. Irish.
Which makes sense because those songs by Moloko. Matter of fact, you had one on your earlier set list.
That's right. I picked Moloko.
Time Is Now.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a very soulful voice over this kind of electronic, techno-y kind of music. And now that I know that that's her,
it makes sense.
It all comes clear. Yeah. But I love the song. And you said that I'm going to find out the Primavera Sound YouTube page so I could see the performance. But I have to say, what I like about that song is, first of all, the beat is, I said, it's thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's so like juicy and plump. It's danceable, but it also has like this sort of very organic sound to it. It's not over modulated, or it's not over compressed, which I like, but it's so fat.
Right. It feels natural. It feels organic, I think.
Yeah.
But it's still heavy in its soul. I don't know what's the best way to describe it.
And I like heavy in the soul.
Yeah.
And then the song after the Black Coffee song, Wish You Were Here. So both those songs are leaning heavily on 60s and 70s soul music with these progressive dance beats.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that combination, personally.
I appreciate you bringing Black Coffee to my attention because I've never heard his music before. And it turns out, I'm learning, he's very prolific and does a lot of collaborations with different vocalists, including
Would you like?
Saki. I love what I've heard, and I just kept... Well, I went down a rabbit hole last night, actually.
Oh, cool. You like collaborations? You like multi-voices? And I know you love jazz.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of those
things
prominent in their music.
Yeah, subtle, like a lot of... He uses a lot of subtle percussion and a little bit of muted trumpets, right?
Yes.
And that, it's all very, I don't know, to me it feels a little bit more like Sade, this song, but I wouldn't say it's the same. But so many other fun tracks and collaborations from this guy, and I'm very, very, I'm a new fan.
I'm glad, and I think this is what the give and take of this musical journey we're on is, discovering things that you might otherwise not get.
Yeah.
You know, not just for you and I, but it does work that way for you and I, mm-hmm. as I would hope if for the listener. I tend to watch things when I'm watching music discovery things, and as I hear about something, or if I hear like an artist explain what they listen to, right at that moment I'm finding it and listening, saving it. Because it's just something else to turn me on to that I might not have found in my own path. Mm-hmm. So I love that we could do that for each other and in turn give it to the listeners.
Yeah, and where else on the radio today can you go and find a song like this?
I don't know. If anywhere.
Yeah, it's here on the Deep Dive.
We got two more songs left, and then we'll be out of here. But first off, thanks to everybody who's been listening to the show. It's 38 shows in, but we realized that we're probably picking up people along the way that haven't heard all 38 shows. Maybe this is your first time hearing us. But each week is a journey in and of itself. It's like getting in the car and driving somewhere different every time. But the drive itself, the journey is part of the experience, right?
Definitely.
So it's not all about the destination with this. This is more about the journey.
How are we getting there?
So we thank everybody for listening. Spread the word, of course. And next week, we're going to do a very different thing. We're doing, because you're going to be away. So we decided I'm going to pick a handful of my favorite songs that you've chosen mm-hmm. in our 38 show journey. You're picking songs that I've chosen in the past shows.
That's right.
So we're kind of like recognizing some of our favorites that the other person chose.
It's like the best of, yeah.
I saw your list and I was like, one or two of them I thought at the time you weren't crazy about.
Uh-huh.
So.
Yeah, they grew on me. You're right.
Yeah. But in any case, before we get to that, that's next week. Two more songs. Tell us about this. Roosevelt, a great, great band that I play on the station.
I figured.
Not this song, though, so that's why I'm curious.
Oh, okay. So I'd never heard of Roosevelt before. I don't know how many times I've said this. I've never heard these guys before. But this journey of mine to discover new music, I've been drinking like a fire hose. And at Primavera Sound, Roosevelt was on the bill. And I was blown away by this live concept of making house music live. And they had a full band and the guy was singing, and I think there might have been a drum machine, but there was a drummer, a live drummer, and you really could only very subtly hear the pre-programmed parts, but everything else was made like on the stage. And it was so cool to just watch it happen and not say, okay, this has all been programmed and sequenced, right? And it sounded so good to me to hear this house music. And this guy's, the delivery, the way he sings, is kind of dreamy. And the funny thing is, when I listen to more Roosevelt music, and even the whole set, really, it all blended together as one thing to me. There was no one lyric that stood out or one vocal flourish that said, oh, that's a different song. So there's something about it that Roosevelt is, a lot of their songs sound similar, and I don't know if that's good or bad.
I think you're right.
But I was trying to pick which song I would showcase on the show, and I came up with Paralyzed from 2023. But honestly, I listened to probably two or three albums worth from them in a block of time, and it all just passed, and I couldn't really pick out one song that stood out more than the others. But that didn't bother me, though. It was so pleasant to me.
Listenable?
Yeah, listenable. So I didn't get tired of them.
I find that your assessment of their songs do kind of sound similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a handful of tracks. That one that stands out to me is Montreal.
Okay.
That was, like, I think, the one that I liked the most at the time. But I play, I'd say, four to six songs by Roosevelt.
Uh-huh.
And I every time I hear them, I always think it's one of the other ones. Like, exactly. I can't figure out which is which.
Yeah.
Until I hear the name of the song in it,
uh-huh.
if it's there,
that's right.
That's when I'll realize. But I'm always like, which one is this?
Right.
And it all kind of has that same sound.
It does.
And mostly why I chose my follow-up was because I feel like it also kind of shares that, which you said last week, I don't remember what song we were playing, but you were like, I've kind of had enough of this sound. And I don't remember what song it was last week.
Oh, the last guy, he was kind of like sneering, just kind of someone who, it was a trust.
Trust, TRST, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you were saying that like this kind of sound, and there is a bit of that, I guess, oversaturation with the MGMT sound.
Yes.
Cut copy. Oh, and I like these bands.
Yeah.
But it's sort of like danceable psychedelic pop.
Right.
So it sort of has that straight ahead dance beat, dreamy vocals.
Mm-hmm.
But I like some of that. I either really like it or I want nothing to do with it. It's like there's no real middle ground for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get what you're saying about it, but I do think they're a good band, and they are a band, which I like too.
Yeah, that's what's cool.
So they're a band making sort of electronic music.
And a German band too.
They are German?
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's even cooler, like that's they got this kind of soul.
I don't know why
soul.
I thought they were French. Okay, good. Now I know.
But your choice, Cullen Omori, you described, you know, MGMT like, and I definitely hear that style of, I don't know how to describe the vocals, But it's kind of like up there in the range.
It's sort of like, I call it psychedelic pop.
Yeah.
Because it's like weird. It's trippy pop music.
It's weird, but I think there's a vocal singing style that's kind of like, like hitting that nasal area.
Uh-huh.
That's to me the MGMT sound with the bass.
Epic, danceable quality to it.
Yes.
Very. That's where I get the 80s draw from it. You know, like there was something about those 80s pop new wave songs, and like I Stop the World and Melt With You.
Uh-huh.
Or like, what do you call it? Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
They had like a big sound to it. It almost sounds like you're broadcasting it to the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like these bands, like Smith Westerns was a little more organic than Cullen Amari's solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the singer of Smith Westerns. I feel like that was that time in the 2010 to 15 range where they were making music that sounded danceable,
yeah,
poppy,
okay,
but just weird enough that it wasn't mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this guy wrote a pretty damn perfect pop song. But do you remember the show on Netflix a couple years back, got very popular, about the girl in high school who kills herself and the kids, like she left behind all these cassettes?
No.
And like the kid was able to like track who, like what happened to her that caused her to kill herself.
No.
Or how
that
she
sounds
maybe
cool.
Or how she died. 30 different ways.
Oh.
13.
I didn't
it
see
it. It was massively popular. It was like one of those shows that like everybody was talking about,
sure,
because it was kind
of the water cooler. Yeah.
Oh, I forget the name of
it. You wanted to know what happens next and.
Yeah, Three Simple Something or
okay.
Three. Anyway, I got to find the name of it. But anyway, that show had a great soundtrack. And
okay,
a lot of it was everything she did was on cassette.
That's cool.
And it was a current modern show.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was her thing, is she would record. She'd record all this stuff on cassette. And then they would always.
Mean her talking or music?
Her part in the show was always on, like
just
talking,
an audio,
talking
okay,
on there.
A recording.
Yeah. And
I
she'd
see.
Make mixtapes.
Ah.
So the kid who had a crush on her, 13 different ways, three different, whatever.
Okay.
The kid who had a crush on her would always listen because he was trying to figure out what happened to her.
Yes.
Like he thought she was normal.
Detective,
and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so there was music, and there would always be like 80s music on the show. It was really well done, the first season at least. And this song was in one of the episodes.
Ah.
So when I heard this song in, you know, conjunction or whatever with what was happening in the plot,
yeah,
I was just like, oh man, this is a great song. It's like so good. And then I found out this guy, Cullen Amari, was the singer of Smith Westerns,
who
really
you
liked.
Knew. I see.
Yeah, I dug him. I was listening to their music and I wondered why they broke up. So then I found this album and then the rest is history. But this song, I do think it's a special kind of 80s type pop song.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if you feel that way. Did you like it? Like
I dug a little bit further. Also never heard of the Westerns, Smith Westerns.
Mm-hmm.
And so researched a little bit and started listening to a lot of this guy's music, his solo work. And like you say, it all kind of blended in together, and an hour passed and I realized I listened to, you know, a whole album. And I couldn't really discern one song from another, but the style was consistent throughout. So if you like that style, I think it's good for you. And I'm not really a big fan of MGMT or that style, but I don't hate it. So like I said, a whole hour went by, I got work done, and it was light. I'd call it light. Yeah, 80s style pop. Light in the way that there's not a heavy bass line, there's not a heavy groove or a ton of soul. But it's pop for sure.
Very, very
alternative
sugary
pop.
13 Reasons Why. That's the name of the show on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's disturbing and also brilliant, but there's three seasons. The first season is really good.
Mm.
And I thought it kind of went downhill from there. But the whole thing was, after a teen girl's perplexing suicide, a classmate receives a series of tapes that unravel the mystery of her choice. So that's the premise.
Mm-hmm.
But this song is prominent in one of the episodes earlier on. I was all caught up in the show at that time, and I was just like, wow, this song. Like, it could have been out of the 80s, but it also sounded modern.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was an old song. You know
yeah.
what I mean? One of those types of things.
Yeah.
But the chorus is very shout-along, sing-along, shout-along.
Mm-hmm.
But Tastes Like Cinnamon, I thought, was a nice, very,
yeah.
very, like, very visual kind of thing there. I can almost, you know, anyway,
yeah.
I love the song. I thought these two songs, again, that they showcased the dream pop sound mixed with a little dance.
Yeah.
This is a high energy ending to the show, I'd say.
Excellent.
So
good
thank
choice.
You. Great job for you, of course. Roosevelt Paralyzed, your choice, followed by Cullen Amari, Cinnamon.
And good job for you for filling in the gaps that I left behind, putting this, pacing the show together.
Thank you, and I appreciate you saying that, but also it starts with you, man. So let's enjoy the last set. We'll see you all back here next week.
See you next time.